The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome, welcome, Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rayshon Blyden. Don't know when I'm going to be live again. Don't know, because next week I will be on vacation, but it's not really going to be a vacation because I'm going to be working my butt off. Anything that's not nailed down will be put into boxes, ready to move into my new home. So that's pretty much what I'm going to be doing. And then following my vacation, obviously Christmas will be around the corner. So I don't know when I'm going to be live again. It could be a while, but no need to fear. I will try to have some pre-recorded content, but I definitely need to get in gear because I don't want mid-January, almost the end of January, January rolls around, and here I am with my pants down because I didn't pack anything. That happened before when I moved from Connecticut here, but this time I will not let it happen. And plus, this time I'm paying professional movers, so I gotta pay out of the pocket, so I don't want them to spend hours packing up stuff. Then I'm not gonna let that happen, so that's my money. So, plus I'm not the same person I was then. Okay, so let's see, what shall we talk about today? It's Friday. We'll talk about Americans being addicted to the presidency. Do you agree? WSJ says that the feds investigate Trump inauguration. Both threats sent nationwide an email scare. Talk about evacuations anxiety. Russian robot hailed as high tech on state TV revealed as a man in suit. So I see that Bernie and Warren is in a private 2020 huddle. Who cares? One's a dried up prune, the other one is a Trump attempts to distance himself from Michael Cohen's crimes. Try to embarrass him, he says. I watched a little bit of that on Fox earlier. Buchanan said it's about to get worse. We'll see what he's talking about. A Fox meteorologist killed herself after botched LASIK. Oh no. Oh no. Uh-ohs. That one very, 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 very much so interests me because I am thinking about getting LASIK surgery. So I want to hear what happened to her. I'm very interested in reading that article. Google says AI fears legitimate. Of course it is. Amazon execs face angry protesters in New York. Facebook fact-checking in disarray. Out of this world, Branson touches space. It's just so many good stuff. I'm going on a good note here. John of God, Brazil says, Brazil miracle healer faces arrest in sex probe. Goodness. Oh boy. Date app fatigue. What's lurking in stadium food? There's just so many stuff. So let's just come right back and get into it.
Trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do. And in his hands he held a pair of shoes, and his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe, and when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus. They counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I knew that I caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas is all about.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size.
Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, Political Bomb Show. Okay, so let's start with the topic that I want to discuss today. America needs to talk about breaking its addiction to the presidency. Are we addicted to the presidency? Let's read this article and see if they make a good case or not. I have my own opinion, but let's see what the USA Today says. Donald Trump's suffocating presence and unhinged executive power is the product of history. Given the presidency's evolution, Donald Trump, the overlord of American politics, is not a fluke or some historic anomaly. He's an inevitability. Another avalanche of news about the president berating Democratic leaders on camera on blah blah blah. Why did I bother reading? Okay, so I'm not going to read the article because it's clearly USA Today, but it is a good question. Are we in fact addicted to the presidency? I would say that myself, I'm fatigued, because that's all we hear 24/7, and I get text messages from the president's, I don't know that it's actually him, but it says it's him, and where he asks for different things, and it blows my phone up, and it drives me crazy, and so I used to answer all of them, but now it's like it's too much overload. can't answer them all. So, yeah, I think that it shows, I mean, whether it's good or bad, CNN, for instance, they are addicted to the presidency too. It's good for their ratings. And so they do a lot of bashing. So, I definitely think that we definitely have a problem. And that's pretty much all I'm going to say about that. We have a problem. We do. Okay, so the WSJ says feds investigate Trump inauguration. Let's see what this is about. See what I mean? Here we are. We're talking about Trump again. So there's a probe looking into whether the committee misspent funds and top donors gave money in exchange for access to the administration. So, federal prosecutors in Manhattan are investigating whether President Trump's 2017 inaugural committee misspent some of the record $107 million it raised from donations. So, okay. Trump attempts to distance himself from Cohen's crimes. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm sick of that. I really am sick of it. Let's see, what is this? Bomb threats sent nationwide in email scare. Let's see. Who did they send these bomb scares to? Bomb threats sent out across the Bay Area, U.S. in email terrorism scare. It was clumsy and apparently unbacked by real explosive, but a bomb threat emailed to hundreds of businesses, schools, and government agencies around the Bay Area and the rest of the country Thursday sent police and the first responders scrambling for several hours. Reports of the threats first came in to the San Francisco Police Department around 10 a.m. Okay, by noon it was clear that the same threat written in the stiletted fashion of Nigerian prince hoax of years past and demanding Bitcoin payments. Let's see. Very interesting. Let's see what else. I am tired, people, and not physically tired, more so emotionally tired. Psychologically tired. There's so much going on behind the scenes. Like I said. I don't want to play this because some of you are gonna get upset. I follow any Avenger 4 news on YouTube, and there's a new Endgame trailer with Thanos scene. So I want to take a look. I'll take a look at it on my break. Everyone definitely has seen the movie by now. If you haven't seen the movie by now, I don't know what world you're living in. Everyone's seen Infinity Wars, no? Tell me you haven't seen Infinity War. You must have seen Infinity War. If you haven't seen Infinity War, I don't know where Where you've been?
Zuckerberg. 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 Zuckerberg.
A first of its kind, an intelligent machine with the ultimate intent to conquer all and reign supreme. Go online, have a look. By a Zuck, they are in beta, so there is a few small bugs like constant misuse of your data.
Well, this is not really actually a Zuckerberg story, but Facebook is in there. I just wanted the opportunity to play the song again before I am not live, and I wanted to play it. Is that okay? Amazon executive face angry protesters, council members. New York AP. AP, APP, PPP. Oh, yeah, I am so tired. I act silly when I'm tired, so forgive me. Forgive me. New York council members grilled Amazon executive about the company's plan to build a secondary headquarters in New York during a contentious hearing Wednesday that was interrupted several times by jeering protesters. The council members who have no vote on the project and no apparent path to block it demanded to know why the city and New York State were offering Amazon up to $2.8 billion in tax breaks, excuse me, and grants to build their new headquarters in the Long Island City neighborhood of Queens. I lived in Queens for a little bit. We have a crumbling subway system, record homelessness, public housing that is in crisis, overcrowded schools, sick people without health insurance, and an escalating affordable crisis, said City Council Speaker Corey Johnson, a Democrat. Is anyone asking if we should be given nearly $3 billion in public money to the world's richest company valued at $1 trillion? You know, I have to agree with this with him. It doesn't matter if he's a Democrat. This makes sense to me. I agree with him. I agree with him. So, what else is going on? I am whipping right through because I have things to do. That rhyme. Streaming TV shows surpass broadcast for the first time. This is very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Very interesting. Is anyone going to go see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? I don't know. I mean, I'm on vacation next week. I'm already going to go see Aquaman. Maybe I'll go see this one too in between packing, because I'm gonna go nuts just packing and packing and packing and packing. I need to take a break, so maybe I'll go see it. The era of peak TV hit a record-breaking peak in 2018 with the relative newbies of Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and Apple's soon-to-debut small-screen service beating out the broadcasters and cablers for the first time ever. Though down by a notch from FX boss John Landgraf's prediction earlier this year that there would be... Hey, shut up. I didn't ask you anything. stupid something's going on with I didn't even say hey Siri and it's just talking. Okay, I'm gonna turn, hold on a sec. You just completely interrupted my show, you stupid bee.
That doesn't sound good.
Shut the hell up. Shut up! How do you turn this phone off? I'm trying to turn this off. I can't figure out how to turn this phone off. I'm getting really mad. Seriously, how do you turn this phone off? I got two phones, so I turned off the other. How do you turn this off? How do you turn off? Stupid. Okay, let me take a break while I figure out how to turn this phone off because it's interrupting my show. Sorry about that. I don't even recall what I was talking about. It just completely threw me off. Oh, I was talking about Netflix and all the other streaming service beating broadcasters, whatever, I don't care. It's inevitable. I mean, streaming, I love streaming. Let me tell you why. Because it's at my convenience. I could watch a show when I want to. If I want to watch a few episodes and then take a break and then come back to it and revisit it, I can with streaming. If I want to binge watch and watch a whole show, I can. So it's a lot more convenient, and you could take it with you. You know, you could watch it on your phone, on your TV, on your laptop, you know, your iPad, your Fire, whatever, you know, you could watch it anyway. So it's not surprising that's happening. Not surprising at all. Very much so. I'm surprised it took so long. Politics to become even more poisonous. How much more poisonous could it become? Populism and paralysis in the West. Paralysis, rather. I said paralysis. Paralysis. Is it coincidence or contagion? This malady that seems. I don't care. I can't even pretend. I close it. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Let's see real quick. Bernie and the Pocahontas. They're both leaning towards White House runs. I don't care about these idiots. I really don't. I don't. They're the real life Dumb and Dumber. See, White House Christmas party canceled for the press. Good. Harvey Weinstein claims extraordinary proof. Accusers lying. Russian nuke bombers fly over Caribbean Sea. Oh, this before I end the show, I have to read about this. Fox meteorologist kills herself after bots LASIK. Because if this is about LASIK surgery, I'm very interested because I want to get LASIK surgery. And so, beloved Fox TV meteorologist and mother of two, 35, kills herself a month after telling fans she was struggling to recover from laser eye surgery, which she got to finally be able to stop wearing contact lenses. Let's read this. I'm very curious about this. Very curious about this. A well-known TV Michigan meteorologist and mother of two has taken her own life a month after telling fans she was struggling to recover from laser eye surgery that she got so she could finally stop wearing her contact lenses. Jessica Starr, 35, worked for WJBK Fox 2 since 2011. On Thursday morning, her colleague cried as they announced her death on the air. Starr, whose married name was Rose, had two young children. She left them behind along with her husband of 8 years, Daniel. Suicide is such a cowardly thing to do. A mother of two. The kids are screwed up for life now. And they're young, so they're screwed up for life. They really are. They really are screwed for life. In a statement issued on its website, and it read aloud by her colleagues on Thursday morning, Fox 2 said, "Last night we were informed of the heartbreaking news that our friend and colleague, meteorologist Jessica Starr, took her life. All of us here at Fox 2 are in deep shock and cannot believe that such a wonderful, bright, and intelligent individual will no longer be with us." Selfish. You forgot to put in selfish. Very selfish to take your own life. It really is. I want you to get to the part about the LASIK surgery. I want to see what happened to her. Over the last month, Starr said she had been facing challenging times since undergoing LASIK smile eye surgery. The procedure was approved by the FDA in 2016 and is carried out by doctors across the country. It involves the surgeon using a femtosecond laser to create a small piece of tissue within the cornea. Then using the same laser, they make an arc-shaped incision on the cornea's surface to extract the tissue through and discard it. It changes the shape of the cornea and corrects nearsightedness. Ordinarily, patients' incisions heal within a few days without stitches, and their vision is quickly improved. It is unclear where Star underwent her procedure in Detroit. She had the surgery in October and took 4 weeks off, then returned to work for one day in November, but it was too much of a struggle for her to, and she went back home the next day. In a video uploaded to her Facebook page on November 13, the day she went back to work, she was downcast as she asked viewers for their prayers and well wishes. "I am struggling a little bit, so I need all the prayers and well wishes. This is a hard go. If you have any tips, I'd appreciate it. I'm trying to stay strong and get through this recovery. Thanks again for all the wishes. I'm excited to be back. I just want to get my vision back so I can keep you guys smiling," she said. The following day, she posted that she had not yet been ready to go back to work. "Yesterday was a struggle for me. I really wanted to come back, but I need more time to recover." And had a Twitter she updated on November 14th. It said, "Yesterday was..." Oh, that's the same thing. It just seems like... No, I don't buy... There's something else had to have been going on. I don't think that is because of the surgery she killed herself. It may have played a role, but it's got to be other reasons, other things why this young 35-year-old woman took her life. Doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't. So, John of God, the Brazil's miracle healer, faces arrest in sex probe. Police are investigating accusations by over 200 women that a self-proclaimed Brazilian faith healer who became a celebrity after appearing on a show hosted by Oprah Winfrey sexually abused them while they were seeking spiritual guidance and treatment. On God's gonna... Wow. Rolling Thunder heads for final ride. How God lead a rock star to walk away from demons and 23 million. I definitely gotta read this. This is Korn's Brian Head. Welch recalls overcoming addiction, finding God in new document. This is good. This is the uplifting. This is uplifting to me. So I guess at the prime of his career, during the late 90s and early 2000s, when Korn helped define a completely new genre of music known as nu metal, nu metal, becoming one of the most successful acts of its day. But behind closed doors, the Grammy-winning rock star was losing himself to drugs and alcohol. Welch walked away from Korn and a $23 million record deal in 2005 after he found God. The bold move helped him become free of his addictions, but the single father still needed plenty of saving. The now 48-year-old and his daughter, Xenia Welch, are the subjects of a new Showtime documentary titled Loud Crazy Love, a shocking tell-all about his complicated relationship with the now 20-year-old, who was also privately battling her own demons. It features in-depth interviews with the pair, Welch's parents, and also with his bandmates. Welch told Fox News filming technically began in 2005 after MTV reached out about creating a spiritually show. But when the project fell through, Welch kept the footage until 2013, when the idea of a film exploring his life with Korn was presented to him. However, it was clear to Welch that the real story he was ready to share was the one that even his diehard fans didn't know about. In the film, Welch revealed that despite having it all, fame, fortune, and a child he adored, he was still suffering from unhappiness. I think the root was the self-hatred that was going on due to unresolved issues growing up, Welch explained. I didn't have the best relationship with my dad. I was bullied in school, picked on. I remember the first time of just trying to connect with girls. It was just rejection after rejection. Sounds like my life story. Tell me about it, guy. So I always felt ugly. Preach, brother, preach. Every time I looked in the mirror, it was like, you're not good enough. There's always someone more popular. There's always someone more gifted in music. And I hate to say it, but God is the one who also got me out of that funk, for lack of a better word. And so now I don't feel like we anymore. Although the demons do try, because demons will keep trying to bring you back to a place where they want you to be, because they don't want you to be spiritually happy. They want you to be miserable. You heard the theme, misery love company. So I feel like I was too sensitive to things and they would get to me again. And I would let them just tear me down. So I could definitely see that I went through a lot of stuff like he went through. Man, his daughter, she looks just like him. I don't know what the mother looked like, but same eyes, same nose, same lips. Okay. All right, so I hate to end on, let's see, I don't want to end on a note like, I gotta go. I just to go. I am sorry that the last show is like this, but I'm just, my mind, I am too fatigued. That's the word, I'm feeling fatigue. So are we in fact addicted to the presidency? I know I'm fatigued on it. Every day, morning, noon, and night. On my podcast, I talk about it. I listen to the news, they talk about it. I read articles, they talk about it. It's like, rah! I get text messages on the phone. Oh my goodness. So anyway, you guys have a good weekend. It's, like I said, I'm not going to be live for a while. I'm off next week, and I got plenty of packing to do. Can't procrastinate and put it off. I have to do it. So, and in between, I'll go see a few movies. Particularly, I already bought a ticket for Aquaman, so that's in the books. I'll probably go see the Miles Morales Spider-Man. See how it is. That's about it. That's all I got for you. Talk to you soon. Political corruption with the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb, political bomb. So come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb. So come on, people, let's go. Thank you.
You titled the segment Calling the Kettle Black. First of all, I'm not calling you black.
You're unbelievable.
What I'm trying to do is get a clarification on your stance on the things that you have made known. And that is not calling the kettle black.
All right, so I'm going to give Rayshawn 1 minute to respond to that.
I'm absolutely outraged by what he just said, that a fetus is less significant than pet. It's hard for me to even compose myself in a civilized manner by what he just said there. A fetus is more insignificant than a pet. Are you kidding me?
Keep it.
Exciting talk show that educates listeners while giving common sense opinion on politics, news, and a variety of topics. Be a guest on our show by visiting politicalbombshow.cf. Be a guest on our show by visiting politicalbombshow.cf.